Thoughts are more powerful than we assume. Our thinking made us rise above the animals. Our thoughts made us to be human beings. But thoughts are more powerful. They can lead us to be enlightened human beings. It is worth to be mindful of our own thoughts for a good reason. In this talk today, I would like to point out four reasons why we had to be mindful and careful of our own thoughts. Thoughts are more powerful than we assume because they can create our world. The Buddha says, Chittena niyati loko. The world is led by our own thoughts. Big chunk of our inner world is created by our own thoughts. If we pay attention mindfully, we might notice when our eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body, these five sense faculties, when they come across outside world with light, sound, smell, taste, and touch sensation, at that meeting point, in our mind, we experienced the world of feelings, perceptions, mental formations, and consciousness. This particular term, mental formation, is referred here to mean our thoughts. Big chunk of our experienced is our own thoughts. When we react to outside world, we react to ready-made thoughts in our own mind. In our mind, we have millions of created thoughts, ideas, concepts, what in Buddhism label as sankhara, mental formations. And we perceive the world and we understand the world and react to the world based on this. So our inner world is created by ourselves through these thoughts. In this way, we will experience our inner world, which is our own creation. On the other hand, even the external world that human beings have created, they are nothing but outward manifestation of our own thoughts. The computer that you are using now, or the smartphone, or the microphone that I am holding, all these are manifestation of our own thoughts. This building that I am giving this talk is created first in the human mind as thoughts. Whatever you look around and were to see, all these were created by human beings, are originated in the mind as thoughts, as ideas. So these scientific discoveries, they're all made by human mind. So whatever you can see in this world as a creation of human beings, they are in fact born out of our own thoughts. Our politics, religions, business, all these are ideas. Our culture and everything else, they are created by ourselves first, and later on they manifested in outside world. So in this case, it is through our own thoughts that we create both our inner world and outer world. Buddha very clearly pointed out, it is within this world that we create, we need to end the suffering. He said, in this fathom-long body, with its perception and thoughts, I proclaim the world, its origin, its cessation, and the path that leads to its cessation. What he is saying, that within this inner world, we can find the world of suffering and we can end its course and achieve bliss and happiness. Nibbana is to be achieved within the mind itself. The second important reason why I think that we must be mindful and take good care of our own thoughts is because thoughts are more powerful in molding our own character. You will become what you think. If you were to think in negative, destructive, and unwholesome way, your own thoughts will create you to be a negative person, unwholesome person. You will experience miseries and sufferings. Not only that, you will express these miseries through your speech and actions and create more suffering for the rest of the world. On the other hand, if you were to think in a positive, constructive, and wholesome way, then you will become a positive person, wholesome person, and you will enjoy bliss and happiness, and your speech and actions become wholesome, and they bring happiness to others. So we are the ones who create our own heaven or hell. No point of scolding the other people or pointing out to the external world. In fact, it is we ourselves who create our sufferings or happiness. The Buddha says, Atta nova katang papang attana sang kilisati. Oneself is evil done, therefore, oneself is defiled. Attana akatang papang attana visujjati. Oneself is evil not done, therefore, one is purified. Suddhi asuddhi pachatang Nanya manye visodi. Purity and impurity depend on oneself. No one can purify another person. So we are responsible for our actions. In this particular case, it is worth to be mindful of our own thoughts, since they are the roots of our words and actions. They will create our character. If you were to worship a criminal and appreciate a criminal, and in time to come, you will develop the tendency within yourself to be a criminal. On the other hand, if you worship the Buddha, admire him and his virtue, in time to come, you will be a Buddha. So we are the one who create our character. For that simple reason, watch your thoughts, for they become your words. Watch your words, for they become your actions. Watch your actions, for they become your habits. Watch your habits, for they become your character. Watch your character, for they become your future rebirth. What is most important then? Our present behavior, our thoughts, words, and actions. So the thoughts are more powerful than we assume. The third reason why I think it is worth to be mindful and careful of our own thoughts is this. Thoughts are more powerful than we assume, because once we die, thoughts can bring us back to life. The death is not the end. Buddhism teach last thought of this life, which is known as chutti chitta, will be the beginning, or in other terms, it will give birth to the next thought in new life. Put it in a more simple way, based on last thought at the moment of death, the consciousness will arise and will be born in somewhere else. So the consciousness that goes from this life to next life is conditioned by our last thoughts. In that case, thoughts are more powerful because they do not die when the body collapses to the ground. So it's very important for us to take care of these thoughts and mold them and make them strong in a positive, constructive, and wholesome way, since they can survive the death, since they can go beyond the death. So this is a very important point. The fourth reason and the final one in this talk, I think, why we need to be mindful of our own thoughts, because thoughts can transform us to be enlightened human beings. As I said at the very beginning, our own thinking made us rise above animals and made us humans, and they can go further to the final step, to make us enlightened. Buddhism is a path of transformation, but that transformation occurs with right understanding and right thoughts. In the Noble Eightfold Path, these are the two factors that you come across at the very beginning. Without these two, we cannot move forward on the path of spiritual development in order to be enlightened human beings. If a stingy, greedy human being were to adopt the Noble Eightfold Path, in time to come, he will be transformed to become a generous human being. If a selfish, self-centered human being were to start to follow the path, eventually, he will become a selfless person. If a narrow-minded person were to start following the path, he will become broader-minded. So this is the noble path that transforms wicked human beings to become compassionate, ignorant human beings to become understanding. This noble path that proclaimed by the Buddha is the most beautiful path that any human being can take, because the transformation will bring bliss and happiness to the whole world. But transformation starts at very beginning as thoughts. When a human being understands that negative, destructive, unwholesome thoughts which spring forth from greed, hatred, delusion, they create miseries and sufferings for oneself and others, such a human being will understand that, in fact, the reverse order is possible by taking conscious actions. So, right understanding here is the Four Noble Truths. Understanding the suffering, its cause, its end, and the path that leads to its end. A human being who understands the Four Noble Truths, who wants to transform himself, start with right thoughts. There are three right thoughts, which are the foundation of our right speech and right actions in the Noble Path. What are these three right thoughts? They are the thoughts of generosity, thoughts of renunciation, which is in fact known in Pali as Nikkhamma Sankappa. The second thought is thoughts of goodwill, loving kindness. In Pali, it is known as Avyapada Sankappa. The third thought is non-cruelty, compassion, Avihinsa Sankappa. So these are the three thoughts which can transform us. Thoughts of generosity, thoughts of goodwill, thoughts of compassion. So when we have these three thoughts, we will not deliberately speak to harm another human being, to harm oneself. Such a human being will choose the words consciously. He will speak pleasant, polite, truthful words which will unite the people, which will bring bliss and happiness, which are meaningful. Such a human being who develops these three thoughts will take conscious actions, not to harm anyone to any degree, but will do wholesome actions, will bring bliss and happiness in this way. With right understanding, we will have these right thoughts, which are the foundation of our right speech and right actions. Moving forward, we will cultivate them further and deeper, adopting meditations, and eventually, by following the Noble Eightfold Path, we will totally destroy the root causes of all unwholesome thoughts and achieve perfect bliss and happiness, which is enlightenment. In enlightened human mind, only three types of thoughts remain. These are the thoughts of generosity, thoughts of goodwill, and thoughts of compassion. And these enlightened beings, they are full of great, profound wisdom. All these are summarized into two words, compassion and wisdom. So enlightened ones are full of compassion, full of wisdom. But the transformation starts at the very beginning as thoughts. For such remarkable benefit, it is worth for us to be mindful and careful of what we think. The Buddha said, Natang mata pita kaira anye va picha nyataka sama pani hitang chittang seyo sonang tato kari. No mother, no father, no any other relative can do what a wholesome mind can do to a person by transforming that person to become wholesome, blissful human being. So friends, our thoughts are more powerful than we assume. So I think this much is enough as a talk for today. So we can start Q&A.